Ms. Forbes said persons should remain vigilant as there can still be tropical storms, cyclones or hurricanes outside of the traditional period of the hurricane season. She said although there have not been much activity locally, this season has been dubbed the most active in the last 15 years.
15 days to go before the official end of the hurricane season. We tend to use that word official because you can still get tropical cyclones, storms or hurricanes outside of the traditional period of the hurricane season, official hurricane season, 1st June to the 30th of November. But we have had systems before the hurricane, official start of the hurricane season and after the hurricane season. This year has been an active one overall for the Atlantic hurricane season, not so much in for St. Vincent and the Grenadines yet, knock on wood. We have already had 21 named storms for the entire season. We have actually used all of the 21 names that have been allocated for the 2021 hurricane season. And if we do have additional systems, we will have to go into the supplementary list that has been provided for the first time for the 2021 season. Prior to that, we would have been using the Greek letters of the alphabet if we had additional storms beyond the 21 and that are traditionally named. So it has been quite an active season. It's one, I think, is one of the most active seasons in the last 15 years or so.
Ms. Forbes said Hurricane Elsa affected St. Vincent and the Grenadines on July 1st, but apart from that, it has been very quiet locally. However, Ms. Forbes said the hurricane season is not yet over as we are now in the wettest months of the season.
We would have had our system Hurricane Elsa on July the 1st. That was one of the named systems that would have impacted St. Vincent and the Grenadines, most of the northern part of St. Vincent on the 1st of July. It has been, I wouldn't say too quiet, but we're still in the hurricane season and we're still in one of the wetter months of the hurricane season. We have been seeing a little bit of rain here and there, but November is one of the traditional months that we tend to have a lot of rain. Let's see if it still holds this way for the 2021 season, but it's really one of the traditional months, that October, November, that we have some of the heavier rainfalls.
And the NEMO director also spoke of the impact of lahars, which are usually seen after heavy rainfall.
You'll find from the Rabaka River northwards, you'll find the lahars coming down. You'll find a lot of lahars also on the western coast from the Richmond River, Wallaboo River, going towards the northern part. And lahars can have devastating impact, especially if they come down and you get caught off guard, because it brings with it all the ash, all the debris, all the lava bombs, any stones, big boulders that have come out of the volcano or there on the flanks of the volcano. And if the volume of the water is enough, we have extremely heavy rainfall, all of these can come running and rolling down. And we must also remember that there's still very hot deposits on the flanks of the volcano. So sometimes you may see steam coming down with the water because these hot deposits have been buried beneath feet, many inches or feet of ash. And when the water scours it out, then you see the heat still coming down. So we see a little bit of steaming. So it can still be warm, it can still be hot, and it can be dangerous because it comes with the boulders. If you get caught in it, the boulders can knock you out. It can move everything in its path, and it's very extremely dangerous if you get caught in the lahars.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.